You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Fresh Take and the 7K Pick Podcast. 2024, we are back for our third season of 7K Picks, and we got to introduce the squad. We start off with the new classic. It's Nick.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
The one, the only man that has had to do multiple solo pods for 7K Picks, and I know there's probably at least one more that will happen this year. It's just tradition at this point. The one, the only, the Senator.
What's happening?
And the man that his team probably has the best chance out of our four teams to win a Super Bowl this year.
See what happens.
Coach Dave Francis.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Go Ravens.
Well, we are ready, and we are live on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Instagram right now for the 7K pick, and that'll be like that all season long. So if y'all are watching us, you know, feel free to leave a comment and we'll discuss. So pretty much what we're going to do here today is we're going to be going through just the AFC today. And we'll be back on Wednesday for the NFC because these things can go long and we still want to have a night. We still want to have a life, but we still want to talk football. And we're going to have a critique this year. We're going to have a 5-minute shot clock, 5-minute timer for each team. Once that 5 minutes is up, just so Coach doesn't go, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes about his Ravens, yeah. And same with Nick, yeah, and the Colts, yeah. And same, yeah, with, yeah, me and my Raiders. Senator, unfortunately, he's kind of the lone NFC squad member that we have right here. So he'll wait till Wednesday to talk about his ever-growing defense on the Falcons.
I don't even need 5 minutes to tell you the truth, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, without any further ado, I want to ask one quick question really quick before we get going on the timer and of the preview. And see, we got the fancy graphics now here. We're just giving it all the money into the podcast now. Your favorite thing from this offseason, or your most exciting thing you're looking forward to the most with the offseason / preseason? Coach, we'll start with you.
I mean, selfishly, it's the Ravens and to see how they integrate Derrick Henry. But I think as a whole, I'm very curious to see what happens with Philadelphia. I know they're at the NFC, but they went from, they were what, like 10-1 last year until they just, like, the bottom just dropped out. And them getting Saquon, interdivision rival, like that's a very interesting story to me. So that's probably, like, other than Derrick Henry, that's probably like my biggest thing that I'm, like, very curious to see what happens.
All right. Senator.
To be completely honest, I am looking at this Instagram post by FanDuel, and that is going to be one of the things I'm looking forward to. It is the Christmas Day schedule. So at 12 o'clock, it is Spurs versus Knicks. 1 o'clock, it is KC versus Steelers. 2:30, it's Timberwolves versus Mavericks. 4:30, it is Ravens versus Texans. 5 o'clock, it's 76ers versus Celtics. 8 is Lakers Warriors. And 10:30 is Nuggets Suns. So, full day of sports.
Yeah. Very good. Nick, what about you?
I'm excited to see these rookie quarterbacks. They're looking kind of good in preseason. Some of them are looking better than others, but I'm excited to see what they do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of hype over this draft class. So I want to see it.
I'm excited to see the teams that suck this year, because I think that this is the time of the year we're so positive about everybody, right? Everyone's like, oh, I like them. I think there's some teams, mine might be one of them, that are going to be really near. There's going to be some very middle of the road teams, but there's also going to be teams that really, really stink. We're going to talk about one of them pretty fast here in the AFC East, but there's going to be some really bad teams. And the problem for that this year is there is not exactly a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, let's just say. There is some interesting pieces in this draft, like Deion's kid, like Quinn Ewers, and a few other interesting draft prospects, but not like this past season when they were tanking for Caleb. And even if you don't even want to be bad this season, you want to be bad potentially the next season, the season after that for Arch Manning. It's a weird gap year right here where Sanders may be a really good NFL quarterback, and we'll see. I think that the star of that draft is going to be Travis Hunter, personally. That's what I'm interested to see, is like, who is going to be the really bad team? Because there's a lot of teams in here that look like they could improve. I think we're going to have at least one team that goes from worst to first. And remember, when we do these playoffs, there's always at least 2 to 3 teams that don't make the playoffs the prior year. Yeah. Although this year, I think that parity is going to be thrown out the window, because I especially think with the AFC, we're going to see a lot of the repeat teams. There's not as many of those AFC teams that took a jump to get into that playoff picture, where those playoff teams that were already there took a jump. Some teams lost defenses and some lost defensive players. But anyways, without a further ado, we start off with the AFC East. And we're going to start off in New York. And I'm going to start. Here's the rule this year, because we do these previews, rather be the NBA, the NHL, now the NFL. They can go, we get excited and we want to talk about our teams forever, but now we have a clock. So we will start with Nick. Nick, I want you to talk about the New York Jets, and then we'll go around the corner here. And we can go back and forth in a dialogue too. I'll just have Nick start this off and then give me your over under of 9.5 for the New York Jets. I won't be adding the banter as much. I'm just going to kind of play host. I might add some things here and there. I got the Jets as an under. I think they're a really overrated team. I don't understand how everyone thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to be what Tom Brady was on the Bucks. So I have the Jets as an under and missing the playoffs. Nick, start us off.
I agree with that. I think it's under 9 as well, 9.5. And I think they're going to miss the playoffs. I do. I think Aaron Rodgers, we'll see if he makes it to 2 games. You know what I'm saying? I think that, that injury, that guy, he's just not, I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think the comeback's going to be there. Brees had an incredible year last year. They added, pieces in the draft in the backfield that's going to take away from him. We'll see how much it takes away from him, and see how good he is with competition, because there wasn't none last year. I just feel real bad for Garrett Wilson and all this. I think he's top tier wide receiver, and I think he's going to have another tough year in New Jersey / New York.
Who wants to go next, Senator? Which?
I'll say this. I'm on the other side. I think there's another team in the AFC East that I think could take a step back. I think the Jets are pretty primed to kind of be their defense is still, I would say, top 5 defense. I think all Aaron Rodgers has to be average. And I think if he's average, I think their team is better than the Bills right now. Their team is much better, especially with the Bills losing a lot of pieces off that defense. And then losing Diggs, even though Diggs is not probably number one as he was before, I think they're going to be good. So I think Jets, man, I'm over.
I have Jets at 10 wins.
Okay, so you guys
and over. Here is the crazy thing. I think 10 wins can potentially win them the division for that division. I think Bills took a step back. I do like their rookie though. I do like the wideout that they
Corley.
Coleman. I do like him, but they just lost the next defensive player.
Safety, yeah. Oh, no, not safety. Middle linebacker.
Just lost Milano.
Again, but he didn't play last year. Yeah.
But when he was playing, he made some impacts. Now you're kind of relying on Von Miller at this point now, coming off of how many injuries at this point. I think their defense take a step back. Honestly, I still, unless there's a lot more jiu-jitsu roles and stuff that was happening down in Miami, I have them taking a little bit of a step back. And New England, appreciate you.
Yeah,
we'll get to those teams. So anything else really on this Jets team? Like I said, I don't – this Aaron Rodgers thing, I don't know why everyone just thinks Aaron's going to come in and immediately change things. I do agree with Coach. really good defense, one of the best defenses in the entire league. And they added Reddick to the team, despite him maybe not wanting to be there. But, you know, that's what happens. You trade for someone that wants a deal and doesn't get the deal. Agree with you, Nick. Breece, I think, could have a 1,500-yard season. I think that's entirely possible. But I got to see it to believe it from Rodgers. Does no one remember? This is what people forget, too. When and I brought this up the first year that we did 7K picks, when we talked about the Seahawks and the Broncos, and when Russ went to Denver, and I watched Russ that year prior in Seattle. He was not good. But everyone's just looked at the name, and then he went to Denver, and he struggled.
I don't know. I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah.
Just bring up that point. I would never put those two in comparisons because of one thing.
Sure.
Rodgers really only needs to that offense only really needs to score 17, 18 points. That's what they struggled all of last season to even hit 10. And even in the games when they hit 10, they still had a chance to win like 4 or 5 of those games. So you're asking Rodgers,
all he has to be is average.
To not, you don't need him to put up the 25 points like other teams will need their offense to carry the team, because you're more relying on your defense. It's just he just needs to not turn over the ball as much as Zach Wilson did. That's the big comparison between the two.
And the big thing with Aaron Rodgers, he's always been known for that dink and dunk.
30 seconds.
He's always been known for hitting the underneath, not turning the ball over, always been known for all that stuff. So I agree. As long as he's not horrible, they're right there.
Anyone want to add anything? We got 15 seconds remaining on the Jets, so we're good.
No, move on.
Let's move on. Right. Next up, we kind of talked about them a little bit. I'll let you go with them, Coach. We got the Buffalo Bills. They have the highest over-under in the division at 10.5. I'm going to take the under on this one as well. I think they lost a lot of key pieces to the defense side of the ball for them. I could see about a 9-win season for them. I think Josh Allen is going to be a high candidate, though, for MVP. I think this division is really going to eat each other, to be honest. Like, it's there's two divisions that are very, very, I mean, three of these divisions are really, really close. But this division, I think, is going to eat each other. I don't think there's going to be any sweeps in this league, even against the Pats. I think the Pats are going to fight some of these games, but I'll take the under for Buffalo. Coach?
To me, this is the easiest call of this division for me personally, just because of what they've lost. I think they are the under. I think they are going to be in that second, third spot, just depending on what Miami does, you know, because if Tua gets hurt, which is a high probability, not high, like, you know, it's a good chance that he gets hurt, that team is pretty much in the waters, it's done. So I think, yes, easy under for me. I have around 8-9 wins.
Senator?
I have the under. I think that this team has always been, ever since they made those couple of playoffs, the first main playoff push, I feel like they've always had like a super high over. It's always been like 11.5, 12.5 and stuff. And I just think that they lost a lot of players. Mm-hmm. And they're relying on a few good rookies, which to me is not a bad thing. But I also don't really trust McDermott at this point right now. Like, it's just my own personal thing. So I have them at the under. And I feel like the last thing I'm gonna say is I feel like Josh Allen is gonna try to overcompensate for certain things, and that's when he makes the most mistakes. So this might be a high touchdown, high turnover for him.
Nick, I know you're higher on than the Bills than a lot of us.
Of course, they're going over. They're going to get 10.5. Yeah, they'll be 11-6 again. So it's like it's what it is, you know. I was the Josh Allen guy last year, and I got to stick to my guns, right? He makes it happen. He gets them in the playoffs. It's what he does. He played like hard football when they changed OCs. You know what I'm saying? That team changed. They got a running game. They got Cook, who is going to be an elite running back in the NFL this year. You know, they got Josh Allen, and you guys hate it all year. You know what I'm saying? But it's like he's that guy. He's good, and he just gets you in the playoffs. You know, they're not going to go far in the playoffs. Probably get kicked out first round this year because the defense isn't that good. But they'll make it 100%.
Over, as in, you said, 11 and 6 again,
yeah,
right?
Of yeah, of course.
Okay, so to recap here, Coach, you are going under. Senator is going under. And I am going under. Nick is the lone over on this one. All right, so Nick, you can start us off with 305 and the Miami Dolphins.
Again, yes, this is so you got a 30-year-old wide receiver and a 32-year-old running back, which is going to be a little tough, and Tua, who's potentially made of glass, we don't know yet. So it kind of hinges on all of that. That's a lot of factors right there. But the defense is good. It's good. You know, their system's good.
Lost just, Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, but they win games. You know, they score. They're going to outscore. They're going to score 30 points a game and hopefully give up 25. You know what I'm saying? They're one of those teams. And they have the firepower to do it. They might have a top three offense in the NFL. And it's, you know, when they're all firing, they're a top. They might be number one. You know, if they're all going with with Hill, Waddle, Achane, Mostert, and Tua, that's five superstars that if they're playing, you know, well at the same time.
So you're taking the over?
Yeah, they'll be 11 and 6 as well.
Yeah, I got the over for them. I think they win the division in this. They lose Christian Wilkins, but I think that defense is still really solid. You got guys like Holland on that defense. That's a stud. Jalen Ramsey's healthy this year.
Yeah, he just signed Jordan Poyer.
Thanks. So that's solid. The running game, you got Mozart for another year. Achane is growing and getting better and better. The outlets on the receiver. I mean, apparently Tyreek Hill's the best player in the league according to the players. So how can they not be the best? And you got a guy like Waddle. I do think Tua. I mean, this is the big make or break year for Tua, right? He's under a contract trying to get his contract this year. So he's got a lot to prove. I think McDaniels has got a lot to prove as well. I mean, people love him as a coach, but there is, I think, a lot more pressure now for him to get over that gap, right? They've been able to make the playoffs. And obviously, the first time they did, Tua got hurt, and they had to go with Skylar Thompson. So that's the problem with Miami, is everything is good until December, and then December things fall apart. They get hurt, and they limp into the playoffs. Miami, so
over.
Have to kind of stay strong going into December and then into the playoffs. And if they do, I think, along with, you know, the Ravens and the Chiefs and maybe one or two other teams, they're going to be the teams that can make the most noise in the AFC. So I do like the over for them, Senator.
I will give them the over, but I kind of only have them at 10 wins. Like, I think that whole division is nobody's sweeping. It's going to go one, like 2-1, 1-2, you know what I mean? Like those stuff.
Yeah.
And then Miami has a real history of being injured at the right time. It's like Tyreek Hill gets injured in a game where he needs to go off on, or Mozart will just be out for 4 weeks, and Achane can't carry that load for 4 weeks. Like, it's they're a real weird team. They're like San Fran in like the conference finals. Like, you just know everyone's going to get injured at some point, and it's going to cost them like key games. So I'm going to give them the over though.
Like it.
I think they have a potential to battle right there with the Jets for top position in the AFC East. I think this is an easy over for me. They signed. Yeah. I think they actually sweep the Pats. I think, like, their additions, like, they remember they lost Bradley Chubb last year. He's back this year from injury. Mm-hmm. They just signed Jordan Poyer. They just signed Shaq Barrett. Like, they have pieces.
Shaq Barrett retired.
He retired.
Yeah.
I thought he retired. Okay. Well, about that. Well, then they signed the guy was on your team, Senator. They assigned Smith, the tight end.
Jonnu.
Yeah, he's there as well. So like they have pieces. Like they're getting back the other pass rusher who's on the other side, who got hurt end of the year too. Phillips.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be back. So like they have all the pieces there to be successful. I think they get out to a blistering hot start. I think.
Yeah, coach. Listen to their schedule really quick here: Jags, Buffalo, Seahawks, Titans, Pats is the first 5 weeks. That's a potential 5-0 for them.
Yeah,
going
into
the bye.
Yeah, I think they go into like they get out to a really hot start, and then they're going to be set up really well towards like the end of the year where they don't have to win a game against the Ravens, you know, to get first place. You know, like they're going to be pretty established early, I think. So, yeah, I got them over.
Okay, so that is the first sweep that we've had so far. Next up, we go to New England.
The next sweep.
New England, maybe. We don't know. We don't know who their starting quarterback is just yet. If this would have happened a week ago, I would have taken the over. But why are you trading Judon for, like, nothing? That's like that defense – that defense is good enough to win games by itself, and we saw that. We saw that many times, but they are they're 1 year away from being 1 year away. So I think they'll just get 2-4. I do think Drake will have an okay season as a rookie, but I didn't. The Judon trade is still an absolute head scratcher for me with New England. So I will. I do think they'll surprise one of these teams beating them. I think probably two of their wins will maybe come against the division. I don't know. I mean, if you look at their schedule really quick here, it's not the easiest schedule. They go. This is the start. Listen to this New England schedule to start off the season. Cincinnati, Seattle, Jets, Niners, Miami, Houston, Jags, Jets, Tennessee, Bears, and then by week 11, then Rams, Miami, Colts, finish off Arizona, Buffalo, Chargers, and Buffalo. That sounds like a
first place schedule.
Yeah,
even though it's not, but like it sounds like they're playing competent teams the whole year.
Yeah, so if you don't see that schedule and be like, you know what, I'm taking the under, then I don't know what will make you take the under, but I hope the best for my guy Drake. Nick.
So yeah, I just looked at their schedule myself. I don't know if they're gonna win this year. So I'm gonna go.
It's rough.
It's a really bad schedule for them. Like, so they get the Titans November 3rd. Titans could be kind of good by then. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're getting these teams. Even the bad teams are getting them at the wrong time. You know, it's like the Titans and then the Bears. You know, and then it's like those might be. You know, to start the year, they might have won those games. You know, halfway through the year, they're losing those games. So they might go 0-17. This team is bad. This team is like not in a good rebuilding kind of way. This is like they're not good right now.
I can't wait to see how Bill Simmons rationally picks the over.
I just want to know what game they're going to win. Like just looking at their schedule. Like
you said maybe the Titans game. Maybe they steal one of those games at home against the Jets.
Maybe the Seahawks at home. Maybe.
Maybe.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like. So
depends who quarterback is for Seattle.
Gino's
looking for that money right now.
Sam, baby. But I'm biased.
Yes. I'll just be quick, man. This is the under. This is easy. Yeah. They're not talented. Their coach is brand new. They don't have a quarterback. They just traded away.
Freaking. Yeah, a quarterback.
I mean.
He's a rookie, though. He's a baby.
Namesake, I guess. But
Yeah, sure. I'm protective of my guy.
Yeah, no, like there's not one piece of this team where I'm like, okay, I can get behind that. You know, like even the bad teams have a thing that you can say, you know what, okay, I can see them rallying behind that. I don't know what there is to rally behind. New coach, new quarterback, rebuilding offense basically, trading away your defensive stars. Like, what is there? You're playing in the shadow of Bill, like, there's nothing there that's like, yeah, let's get behind that. So, yeah, this is under for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it quick as well. Yeah, it's an under, but here's the thing about this team. And this coach, you know this, Nick, you know this, Josh, you know this from watching sports. There's always that team where everyone is like, oh, that's an easy dub. And then they pull out victories out of nowhere. Like it ends up being like a random interception at the wrong time because somebody wants to force a play or something. You know what I mean? Like you needed 10 more yards to make it to 100 for rushing, and then you fumble, and then it's a return. Like this team doesn't have that identity, which is always the thing that makes it kind of crazy when you go in there to play them, right? Because you kind of think it's an easy dub. I could see them hitting 4, but definitely the under.
I just think that's hard because they're in New England and they're going to get a lot of scrutiny. You know what I'm saying? Like that, their media is going to just rip them apart. And that fan base is going to rip them apart. That's a good
point. Yeah. So who does everyone, before we round up here, what order do you have the division going in? I'll start with you, Senator.
Well, I had Miami and Jets tied.
Okay. And then so Buffalo. I'll go
Miami has the game,
division?
Game breaker. So okay. It'll be Miami, Jets, Bills, New England.
Coach?
Miami, Jets, Bills.
Not even giving New England. They don't exist. Nick?
Miami's Bills, Jets. Yeah. New England.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm going to go Miami, Buffalo, Jets, and then New England. But I'll go with that one. All right. We move on to our next division, which is the AFC North. And we move on to the reigning champions of that division. Coach, I'll give you 6 to be nice.
There's not much to say, but I think this is great. Like, I think I'm actually going to go under. Like, I think they can be like I think they're going to be either first or second in the division, but it's going to be tough, man. Like, I think every team in this division has a top 5 defense, even though they're not all top 5 defense, you know, but like I think they all have that like top 5 defense ability. So I think
that's not too bad, though.
It's not too bad, but like I think we're gonna be very, very talented. Like I think we can contend for a Super Bowl again. I'm concerned with the depth. I think if you guys guarantee me that we don't get hurt, I think we could be a 13-14 win team. But football is a 100% injury sport. And if you look at it, like, I think our corners are pretty good, but then you look at safety, we just signed, I forgot who it was, but we just signed like a pretty good safety. But other than that, our depth is not good. Wide receiver, no depth. Tight end is really good depth. Our offensive line is, they're trying to talk about the O-line. Like, the O-line is very, 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 very good. But really and truly, we have one legitimate offensive line player, which is Linderbaum. He's in his second year, but he is today, right now, he's a top 3, top 5 center in the NFL today, right now. So I think that is your one big sell point. But then you have Ronnie Stanley, who was really good, but he's been hurt on and off the last few years. Other than that, there's no guarantee. Like, we just signed the other offensive guy, Roger, whatever, on the O-line. He's a rookie, so he might play, but the O-line is very, very weak. So, who knows? Maybe we don't need an O-line with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Who fucking knows? But yeah, I will say the under. I'll say they're a 10-7 win team, but I think they win the division, or if not win the division, then they get in as like the 6th seed.
Senator?
This has always been a confusing one for me going into the season, thinking about the team. I do think that they have the potential to go 12 wins. But then they also, just as quickly as that, they have the potential to go 8 wins. Like, it's just, to me, the gap is kind of big for their win-loss one there. So just to be on, just because I know that my homie is going to message me if I don't do it correctly. I'm not even talking about Francis. I got too many Raven homies right now. It's going crazy. So I'm going to give them the over just because I don't want my phone blowing up. But like I said, it can be anywhere between 8 to 12 wins from what I can see.
Nicholas.
I'm going with the under as well. I'm going to go with 10-7. I think that's pretty good. That division is, I mean, you know, I think 3 of the 4 teams are really strong. I just want to see it again. You know, I want to see if they're going to start 2 tight ends, which they've been talking about, because Likely was awesome.
Yeah, he was really good last year.
He was great. He's better than any wide receiver 2 you've got on the team. You know what I'm saying? It's like
he is, our best wide receivers are Mark Andrews, Likely, then Flowers. That's how our room should be.
100%. You know, and I want to see it. I want to see what they can do with that. I think that'd be interesting for Lamar to do as a quarterback, just with 2 tight ends.
1 minute.
Cool. And I want to see Derrick Henry do it. I want to see if he can do it. You know, I want to see if 30-year-old man, you know, can do it again. But I think 10-7, though, realistically, is kind of where I sit with that.
I'll take the over. I like this team a lot. I mean, losing Patrick Queen is a down point, but I still think that defense is super solid. Like you talked about, Coach, you guys have had some bad injury luck in the past, but I do think you should be okay. Got a Carolina kid there in the receiving core in Tez. So hopefully, I hope that he is a breakout this year. And like you mentioned too, Nick, likely, if Andrews goes down, it's very nice to know, like, oh yeah, okay, well, Mark Andrews went down. That's a bummer, but hey, we got Isaiah Likely. So that's pretty. And then this running game, when Keaton Mitchell comes back too, that's going to be very dynamic. So in exactly 5 minutes on them, and we move on, Nick, we'll go to you. Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm going with the over for sure. This, if they're healthy this year, they're a 13 win, maybe 14 win team. With Burrow fully healthy, you know, as long as Chase plays, they got Higgins for 1 more year. Their backfield looks awesome. Their additions to offense are great. You know, I think Brown looks really good. He's going to be a nice, you know, Mixon was good. He was solid, but I think Brown's more dynamic. And then with Moss, they legitimately have a number 2 running back. Like, their offense is strong. Their defense, you know, didn't really, like, they didn't really lose anything. They didn't really gain anything. It was just
Geno Stone for my team.
Perfect. Even better. You know, that's just, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they barely made any moves. Their defense was not bad last year. It wasn't terrible. But I think their offense, if they're healthy and signed and everybody's good, they're a 13 win team.
I was gonna take the under, but then I just looked at their schedule. Holy crap! It's like you got bottom dwellers, like the Panthers, like the Raiders,
Giants,
like potentially the Titans, Giants. Like, you got teams at the bottom that should be easy wins for you. So I'll go with the over as well. And like you were saying, I mean, I kind of echo everything Nick said. I like that, the back that they have there. They got rid of Tyler Boyd, but they brought in this, I'm skipping on the guy's name, but the rookie wideout they brought in is really, really good. You know, Burrow's been sitting out of some practices, but he does look like he is in much better condition than he was last year. So I do expect a bounce back by Cincinnati. Senator?
I am going to choose the over, but I also want to say this. If he keeps changing his hair, I think I should be okay to change it to under. Because if you're having this much crisis identity during the season, I don't know if I can trust you in the games. So I am saying over, with the caveat that if he changes his hair 1 or 2 times, I am switching to the under so quickly.
But it worked for Guerrero, you know. Vladdy Guerrero cut the hair and all of a sudden is a superstar again.
There's a difference though. He only had to do the one cut, and then he had to maintain it. Burrow is going through stages. Okay. Like, this is when you talk about grief, like, that's what he was going through with his hair. It was seven stages. And if he keeps going this way, I can't trust him. So I'll choose the over, though.
Coach, what are you doing?
Yeah, that almost identically matches what I was going to say. I was going to say they're a 12-win team. But if Joe Burrow comes out with his early 90s, early 2000s Nick Carter hairstyle again, they're going to drop to a 10-win, 9-win team. So I agree wholeheartedly. They are they're talented. They're defensively, they got better. I thought they were going to lose Aiden. I was hoping he would have left. I was hoping they would have lost T. Higgins so that they can kind of just take a step back. But they got everyone back, basically. Their running back room, I think, got better. Their O-line has been good. So I'm kind of like in that position where I'm like, they are set up to win the division. So, over.
Right. So that is a sweep on the over. And we go to Coach's other favorite team. His heart just warms with black and yellow. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 8.5. By the way, should give a shout too to people that are watching right now. We got Bob Murray in the chat right now, and he has an over for Cincinnati. He likes the over for Baltimore, and like the over for New England as well. So really liking some of those overs. But now we move on to Pittsburgh, and 8.5. We do not know who this team's quarterback is just yet. We don't know if they have Brandon Ayuk as we are recording this just yet. Coach, what do you think?
I'm not going to say the over, tell you that much. but I think this is the scariest team in the whole division, because people like, okay, Russell Wilson is not what he used to be, obviously. But if you look at what he did, like, the media has been killing him. Last year, he didn't have a bad year last year.
No, he's fine last year.
His numbers were basically on par with Trevor Lawrence, and everyone says Trevor Lawrence is amazing. Like, his number, I think he had more.
He shouldn't.
I agree. But his numbers were on.
His numbers, were his on numbers par. Are better than Trevor Lawrence, Gardner Minshew's. Anyways, we'll get to that.
Yeah, but I think as long as Russell Wilson doesn't throw the ball away and doesn't put his defense in a tough position, we saw what they did last year with. Neither quarterback who they played last year is on the roster this year. So you look at that and like, it's like, and they were pretty much they're in it until the end, you know? So they're scary, but I don't want to toot their horn too much, but I'll go under.
Nick, you guys were talking about this yesterday in the chat, so it's only right to go to you next.
I'm going with the under. The defense is good. I think we settled on that. The defense is strong. Defense is great.
And Patrick Queen.
The offense, I don't know if a one – who's did they get another receiver yet as of this time?
Deontay, no?
He's in Carolina.
You're right. Sorry.
So they got Pickens. They got one receiver.
And they have Roman Wilson, who's a rookie that they really like.
Nice. So they got one receiver. They just lost
– Elvin Austin there? So they got one receiver.
They've got one running back because Warren's out at least week one.
Yeah, Najee. Yeah, that's it.
Right. So they got Najee. They got a strong tight end. You know, go Freiermuth. He's a top 10 tight end, maybe top 12. But that's their offense. It's not good, you know. And they got, and who's starting at quarterback? Right?
Probably Russ.
I think Russ for sure.
Right. But he's got two people to throw to right now, maybe a rookie. You know, in this division, they're going to get eaten.
I hope you're right.
I think so.
I think if Tomlin is smart, then he, per every four downs, you have Fields in there for one of the downs for sure. Like, I think that
wide receiver?
No, as quarterback. I'm saying that this team needs, because they don't have the weapons like that, They need to be able to mix up the offense like that. And Fields is a threat when it comes to running. And he looks like he's improved on his accuracy.
Who's their OC this year? You guys know?
I can tell you right now. It is.
Isn't it Arthur?
Yeah, it's Arthur Smith. Oh,
your guy, yeah.
And by the way, the other receiver they added Van Jefferson, and they do have Cordell Patterson, but he'd probably be more for the kickoff.
He's more kick return. Yeah. But
yeah, and Van Jefferson's never done anything. Let's be perfectly honest.
No. He had like one good year with the Rams, right? With
the Rams. Yeah. Kind of a new year. Yeah. Yeah.
And to me, I feel like he would work better with Fields because Fields can extend the play. And Van Jefferson is, when he makes the best plays, it's when he has time to kind of create space. Russ, he can create space, but he can't create space like how Fields can. And even if he needs to break down and cross and start rushing, he's top four when it comes to quarterback rushers. So when you're talking about that threat. So to have him kind of just sitting playing backup all game to me would make no sense. But what I can also say is that at one point you fired Matt Canada. Then you looked at what my team did last year offensively and said that this is going to be your solution for the offense.
30 seconds.
With Van Jefferson, who actually came to our team last year too. Did not really play much. The under.
I got like 20 seconds. I'll just kind of echo everything you guys say. I mean, I am interested to see this defense with Patrick Queen engaged into it. But when you look at the overall rosters of the three other teams in this season, I think it's finally time for the Tomlin streak to end. And that's the only thing I'm betting against. It's kind of like when we did NBA over-unders for the longest time. And I was like, I can't bet against the Spurs because they just win. They just do it. And eventually, you know, you have to do it. With the Steelers, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, I can't bet against them because they're always over 500. That's just what Pittsburgh does. I think this is the step back this year. And then to put them into the Saunders and Quinn Ewers and these other and Beck into that kind of quarterback field coming into the upcoming draft. So I'm going to take the under as well. Nick, talk about the Cleveland Browns.
All right, so I'm looking at their schedule right now. I don't really like the team too much. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big Mr. Watson fan. But I don't like – you know what? Their schedule, I'm looking at 10 wins on their schedule. So I'm going with the over. This schedule is way in their favor if they're playing any sort of good.
The end is pretty rough, though. KC, Bengals, Miami, Ravens.
Miami is a win because where's the game?
It's week 17.
Where is it though?
It's in Cleveland.
Yeah, it's a loss.
So you got the Giants, the Raiders, Commanders, Chargers, Saints, Steelers twice, Broncos. There's 10 wins in there. Mm-hmm.
I have the over just because of who's going to be giving the pregame speeches. Those guys are going to be inspired as hell.
If he was quarterback, I'd like this over a lot more.
They are going to go crazy off of that. Like that's, but also that might work against the team though. Because if you inspire the nasty man too much, you might actually just lose him too. So like, I'm in a very confused spot right now. I'm going to choose the over just because their defense is really good. But, and because they have Jameis Winston. Like,
I want him to be quarterback.
That's it.
I'll be quick. They're the over. I think they're pretty comfortably the over. I think they, at times, were top three defense. If by some metrics, they're number one defense all last year. But they weren't. But by some metrics, they were. And I think that will be enough. I think offensively.
The running game is a question because we do not know when Chubb is going to be back.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think they brought back Hunt, did they?
No. Right now, the running backs are Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, and Deontay Foreman.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm hoping the Pittsburgh Steelers are so bad that they're like a 4 or 5 win team. It's not going to happen, but I'm hoping that happens. And I can see the Browns around 9.
The zombie Ravens.
9 wins. Yeah.
Over. I'll take the under 2. I'm a little bit worried about the run game. I didn't see Jerome Ford's fine. I didn't see enough from him there. Jerry Jeudy's not a name that really jumps up to me. I mean, he was the number one receiver. It's a nice wide receiver core name wise, but it's also two names that haven't proven it between Jeudy and Elijah Moore. Coop is good, but now is Coop going to have, I mean, you're going to get the Coop that might have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he knows he was going to potentially be traded for Ayuk. So it'll be interesting to see on that. I agree with Senator in a way. I wish this quarterback was Winston because I would like this team a lot more for a variety of reasons, but I do want to see Winston get a better chance. And I do think he is a better option at quarterback on this roster. But when you're paying and you've given everything you have for the other guy, you got to play him, unfortunately.
And I also don't want to I actually do like that running back room because Deontay Foreman. Yeah. Foreman.
I like Foreman. I do.
He's
like Foreman.
He's a beast. Like, he – Ford – it needs to prove a little bit more, but Foreman is a beast. And I think Jerry Jeudy might be playing with a chip on his shoulder, to tell you the truth.
He didn't have a bad year last year, though.
He didn't have a bad year, but the media, just what, how the media was talking about Denver, all that stuff, and putting a lot of stuff on him. And there was just a lot of stuff that happened in that Denver team. So Russ getting a new start, Jeudy getting a new start. Like, you might have two wide receivers playing with a chip on their shoulder. Now, will they get the ball on target? That's all another question. But
all right, 45 minutes and we're halfway. I'm liking this. I'm liking the timer. Nick, order for the division.
Bengals, Ravens, Browns, Steelers.
Coach?
Yeah, I got the same thing. Bengals, Ravens, Browns, Steelers.
Senator?
I got the same thing unless he changes his hair a bunch. Because then it goes Ravens, Steelers, Bengals at that point.
Coach is not going to like this. I like the Ravens more this year. When I bet against them last year, they always won.
I know.
This year, I like the Ravens to win the division. Then I have the Bengals, and I have the Browns, and I have the Steelers for the division. Next up. It's Nick's division, the AFC South. So naturally, we're going to start with the Texans, of course. No, we'll go to the Colts. Nick, your Colts, 8.5. Ant's back and healthy. You got a good backup quarterback just in case again in Flacco. What are we thinking?
If Ant stays healthy, I think we're a 10-win team. If Flacco starts all year, I don't know if we're an 8-win team. Oh, man. I'll go with the over. I'll go 9-8. I don't expect too much. I don't expect fireworks this year. I think our offense is awesome. Our defense got a little bit better, but the division got better, and I'm terrified of this division. This is, you know, and looking at the other divisions, and I'm not just, like, talking shit because it's the Colts, but I think this division might be the toughest division in football. Like, every 100%. Team could make the playoffs. Every team might not make the playoffs other than one, whoever wins the division. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, this division is so close that it's so hard, you know, and the Colts are, I think they're the third best team in the division right now. I think the Texans are good. I think Jacksonville's made insane progress on their team, and I'm terrified of the Jaguars. So I'm going with a 9-8.
Senator.
I'm going to over. I think this is the second hardest division. I think we just talked about the hardest division, which was the North. I think if AR can stay healthy, I give them 11 wins. If Flacco has to come in for an extended period of time, I give them 9 wins. So either way, I have them at the over.
Nick, how long is Downs out for?
I don't know, actually. I don't know how serious his injury is.
It's a real bummer because it sounded like him and Ant were starting to get a little bit of rapport in practice.
Yeah.
But, you know, got 80 on Mitchell. That's good. You got Pittman.
Yeah.
Before I go to you, I love the over. I love this Colts team. I think they're looking really good. And I think Ant has a chance to be the most exciting player in football this year. Coach?
I like the Colts. But the biggest reason why I'm going to pick the under is because I think the top two teams are going to be so good that they, not because they're not a good team, I think they might go 0-4 against those top two teams because just how good those teams are and how explosive they can be and how we'll see if CJ Stroud hits the wall and kind of regresses this year, but I don't see it with him getting another wide receiver, and as good or bad you think he is with Diggs, he's better than any number three receiver in the whole NFL. So I think for that, those two reasons mainly, I think they're under.
All right. I kind of said everything I had to say on them. I agree there, and I like the over. I like this Colts team. All right, let's go to Houston, and we'll go right back to you, Coach.
Man, they got better, man. Like, and it's like as I said, they got Diggs, they got Mixon, they got who's the guy that got the guy that gets all the sacks, man? Hunter.
Oh, they got Hunter. Yep.
From the Vikings, like he's every year he's been healthy. Like I know he had the neck injury or whatever.
He's been a beast in preseason.
Yeah. Like they. And then you got like D'Amico Ryans, who I think is a really good coach. Like it's there's kind of like the opposite of what I said about the Pats. Like everything about this team is trending upwards. There's not something that's like the anchor.
I forgot they had Robert Woods.
Yeah. Like their O-line is good. I don't know what the negative can be about them. Like I think they can be a 13-14 win team.
So
I'm over.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of coach kind of stole everything I said. The schedule is a little bit tougher for CJ, so I am worried about regression for CJ, as I stated in our group chat yesterday. But you just look at this roster, like this is one of the best on paper rosters I've seen in a while. But could they be? What was that Michael Vick, Nambi Asomugha Eagles team? It does remind me a little bit of that, where everyone's like, there's no way they could be bad. And then all of a sudden, CJ regresses back a little bit. But it's hard to imagine when you got, you know, Will Anderson and Daniel Hunter coming at you, and Stingley's killing it on the secondary, and nice running game. They go five deep receiving-wise. Nico, Diggs, Dell, Robert Woods, Noah Brown. I actually even like John Michie the third. So they're pretty deep there. Dalton Schultz, like, this is the deep team. I'll take the over. Senator,
I think that this line is a little disrespectful.
Yeah,
it should be higher.
So, I am definitely choosing the over. I think a lot of people like to talk about like a second year quarterback regressing, but normally the team doesn't invest as much as the Texans has invested in
quickly.
Like they saw 1 year,
yeah.
And like they said,
3 years
and
ago, they were like bottom, and now they're like quickly they got better.
Like it looked like this right now, better start, right? But the investment that I'm talking about is what 49ers did when they realized that Brock Purdy could play, mm-hmm. And it was like you have a quarterback on a rookie contract. Let's try to maximize that window. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to maximize these next 3 years and try to pull one out from this. And they are doing it in a smart way because they didn't just go out to just grab just names. They went out and actually grabbed impact players for parts that they were missing last season when they didn't think that they were going to be as good as they were. So I think the line's disrespectful and I'm choosing the over.
Nick,
Oh yeah, it's the over for sure. This team is so we're talking about the defense. They had the rookie defensive player of the year as well. You know, Will Anderson. That guy is a monster. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they're young and they're fast. You know, and that's the thing. And that's what this.
You got Jerry Hughes on this team too, by the way. Forgot about that.
Like this team is like built for that. They're not only like making great offseason moves, but they're drafting insanely good. And this year you look at their drafts and it's all O-line guys. You know what I'm saying? Like they're building for the future, you know, and the future is kind of now, you know, like they're way ahead of schedule. Like when you're the Texans, you're way ahead of schedule with your build.
And, 30 seconds.
You know, you look at this team, what they did last year, and I think just getting better. The only thing I think that could happen is if, you know, Diggs does some Diggs shit and screws it all up.
Yeah.
Hopefully. The
Senator hit on that great point right there. It's kind of like, you know, even with the Seahawks a few years ago, right? You had Russ on that rookie deal. You had the Legion of Boom. When you have the situation like this, like Senator just brought up, you got to try to capitalize on it. And they're doing that right now. One team that everything has to kind of fall in line is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They did have a nice offseason. Trevor Lawrence got paid. I'm not as big of what Lawrence is, but they did have a nice offseason for the most part. But this division is so tough. I have them right as eight. And much like their owner's son, Tony Khan, they're going to fail.
I have them as an 8-9 win team myself. So I'm just going to say the under. I don't know why. I'm just going to say the under. But I have them as an 8-9 win team. I honestly, there's nothing about this team that makes me be like they can hit double digits. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's quarterback play. I don't know if it's like the overhype of the quarterback at times. Like, I just don't know. I just have them as an 8-9 team, so I'll choose the under.
Yeah. Nick?
I'm going with the over as well on this one for sure. This, I think they made great improvements. I think they had an awesome draft. I think Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be a steal of the draft. He's going to be awesome in that system. We saw the ETN breakout last year. And I think they figured how to use him
and how to Tank.
And Tank is going to be, they're going to use him way more this year. Like that team's good and their defense wasn't bad. So it's like, you know, they're a 10, 11 win team.
Coach, you're going to do the split for us.
I'm over. I think they can, I don't want to say pretty easily, but I think they're a 10-win team. I think you can look at their schedule and see 10 wins pretty convincingly because I think their defense was really good. I think Trevor Lawrence, even though it didn't play well that year, like he still shows a lot of talent. Even from Clemson, he was like big name guy, no injuries really, and then he had injuries kind of beat him up last year. I know he had like the injury versus my team as well last year, but I think they're really talented and not a lot of people are talking about them because of, I guess like Trevor Lawrence has not looked like how we thought he was going to look coming out of Clemson, but they're a dangerous group.
Yeah, their first five, Miami, Cleveland, Buffalo, Texans, Colts, pretty difficult. But they can get out of there with four wins.
Two wins.
Of the season, though, the final five at the end of the season is Titans, Jets, Raiders, Titans, Colts. So you're dealing with probably one team there that's going to be tanking, maybe two with the Titans.
I just want to say – also, when you're looking at their defense, they got a lot of help from my former quarterback. So that England game was one of the worst games that I woke up early to watch.
What was worse, that game or the Berlin game with the Chiefs in Miami? Chiefs. Nick, and Nick's like, this is so bad.
No, I watched that game too. That game... Yeah. Was bad, but I got to see the Nickelodeon version too at certain points. Ooh, right. So to watch the interceptions back to back being run back with the with a pick six and then the slime in the end zone did not amazing. Really help me at 7:30 in the morning over here. Just to let you know, all right. Amazing. I became Kendrick. I was the biggest hater after that.
All right, we round it out with the Mayo Man and the Tennessee Titans. And I'm just going to say right now, I love this team. This team, you got to – I mean, I still don't agree with the firing of the coach. I thought that was a weird decision right there. I think that was a bad decision. I don't know much about Rand Catherine. I know Brian Callahan's not bad. That's their that's actually their coach. Sorry, Brian Callahan. That's their GM I was looking at. Dyslexia, not fun, y'all. But Brian Callahan is the coach there. I don't know as much about him. Like, he's okay. Like I said,
the Bengals. All you need to know is the Bengals offense.
Right, right. Yeah, came from the Bengals. That's why Tyler Boyd is there right now. They're nice at wideout. I love what they did in the secondary, though. Now they got Snead from KC. They got Diggs. You were just talking about this in our chat today, Nick. Mm-hmm. I love what they have in the in the secondary.
Did they sign Adams too?
Yeah.
Not yet. I don't see it. Maybe.
Jamal Adams? I thought he signed there.
Yeah, he signed there. Yeah, Jamal
Adams. Oh, okay.
Yeah, got Adams.
Jamal, Jamal Adams? Oh, yeah, he's there too. Jeez. Yeah, so like that secondary quite a bit, but I don't think they're a playoff team, but I do think they're a team that can get to 7 wins. Nick?
I think it all rests on their quarterback, honestly. If Levis can do it, I've said this all along, this team is good. Their running game is insane. Pollard's still good. And Spears, like, they're going to split 50-50, and that running game is going to be awesome. Their wide receivers are, you know, very, very good. You know, could be superstars if D-Hop can get back. And Calvin Ridley, you know, he was kind of good last year in his first year back. Secondary strong. I don't know about the interior defense yet. We'll see. But I think it really is going to be land on Levis's shoulders. If he plays good, they're an 8-win team. If he plays like he did towards the end of the year last year, they're a 6-win team. So I'm going to go with the over and go with a 7-win team.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I got them as well. Senator?
I honestly hate 6.5s. Like, I like 4.5s. I like 9.5s, 10.5. Pause. It just makes it a lot easier. Pause. But I am going to go with, I'm going to go with the over and just hope Will Levis improved. That's all I'm basing it off of. I think everything that Nick said was absolutely right. It literally just falls on Will Levis to me, because you got weapons better. You got weapons now. Are you accurate enough to get to them?
Yeah. Coach, what are you thinking?
I think over. I think they're a 7-8 win team. I really like the addition of Snead. I really like that addition. He basically, by having that knockout against Flowers, I think he basically won them the whole Super Bowl. Because in that game, we were making a run and he made the play to win the game. He was almost like, he was like a top, what, 5 or 6 in PFF and like, like the defensive percentage and stuff, like, so, like, he is a really good cover corner. He makes plays on the ball, and then the big question for me is, like, what Jamal Adams shows up, because if Jamal Adams is Jamal Adams with, like, the seven sacks, the 100 and whatever tackles, if he's playing, like, in the box, if he's doing all that stuff and he's motivated, I think they're a really good defense. If he is the safety that can't cover anybody, who's getting burnt on double moves, who's hurt, you know, who's a headache in the locker room. If he's that safety, then I think this has a chance to implode. But yeah, I got him as an 8-win team.
All right. Coach, what's your order of the division?
I'll go Houston, one. Mm-hmm. Jags, two. Mm-hmm. Colts, and then Titans.
Senator?
Texans, Colts, Jags, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's same for me. Do it, Nick.
I'm going Jags, Texans, Colts, Titans, but I'm also saying that this is the division that could be the AFC North of last year and have three teams in the playoffs this year.
Absolutely could. Right. Our final division, home of the Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about that team, I guess. They're good, I guess. 11.5. I'm not even gonna wait. I don't even really need to do a diagnosis. They got better receivers. They'll have 12 wins. Well, my only question is, will Mahomes do the behind the back in a regular game? Maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
Only against the Raiders to show up next.
Yeah. Honestly, probably. So I'll take KC's over. Coach.
I have over. I don't like the Ravens. I mean, I don't like the Chiefs because of what they do to the Ravens. It seems like every freaking year. They took one of our best defensive players and then went and won a championship with them, in Terrell Suggs. So I do not like the Chiefs. But for what Josh said, with how bad they were, how dismal they looked at times last year, both offensively and sometimes defensively, they did all that with not having really one wide receiver. I know like Rice played well sometimes. I know MVS played well in Super Bowl and stuff, but they didn't really have one guy other than not even Kelce. Like he wasn't really that good in the season. So you look at that team and they still went on to win Super Bowl. It's like they're a 12-win team. The only way that I don't see that happening is if Mahomes gets hurt. Like, you know, like they're so talented.
Then we got Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're 12-13-1 team.
No soul, that one. Senator?
I got the over, and I have the over for one hook shot pass this season. Like, Mahomes is just trying to find random shit to do at this point right now. So I could see him doing the Kareem hook shot and end up just passing the ball to, like, Worthy. Like, so it's just
good. You have one over?
It's going to be something ridiculous. I'll say
0.5 because I think he's going to pull one out.
Okay, 0.5.
He's going to pull one out, but to say one, if he's going to get two, like, I don't know. Like,
It's such a wild thing because if you even listen to how Kelce was like, how Kelce and Mahomes were talking about that play, you know they're just dialing up some other ridiculous shit to do. So, yeah.
And Andy Reid is a freaking coach to go ahead and do something like that.
Yep. Nick?
Oh, yeah. Way over, for sure. So it's going to be – I see like a repeat of this division again, you know what I'm saying? Like just like kind of like record-wise almost kind of thing, you know? It's like the Chiefs are just so far ahead.
Let's go.
No, not in that way. But like in the way the Chiefs are just so much better than everybody in the division. Like this one's like one of the not even the like close divisions. Sorry, Josh. But
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, you know, and again, like, you know, you guys are just saying it's like they're trying, they're doing a bunch of wild shit because they can just and because. They know they're good and they're gonna win regardless.
That's the scary part.
That's it. You know,
and you gotta think about it. They were doing some of these ridiculous plays when they didn't have wide receivers.
Yeah.
So now that you actually have wide receivers, like what are you going to do?
That's it.
Yeah. Next up, I was about to say the other word, but the LA Chargers, they are 8.5. They got a new coach in town in Mr. Harbaugh, but they have a lot of questions at wideout. And their quarterback might not be starting the first handful of games for them. I am taking the under. Nick?
Yeah, I'll take the under as well. I think it's going to take them a little bit longer to get this. I think their running game is the Ravens, but older. With Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, you know, Gus was nice last year, but I don't know if they're going to use him like they did last year.
And they have our OC as well, old OC.
Oh, yeah, Greg Roman, yeah. So we'll see. But that offense, that wide receiver core is we talked about all year, and it's like, oh, maybe they'll make a move. They didn't do anything, and now Herbert's hurt.
No. What they did was give away their best receiver.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, but they got Will Dissly and Hayden Hurst.
Oh, that's even better. So I'm going with, you know what? They might squeak out 8 wins, probably closer to 7, but I'm going the under regardless.
Senator.
I'm going to go with the under. And
the streak stays on. And always pick the under against the, I was going
to
say
the only reason why I want the only way I want them to get the over is if they actually offer Cap a job. Right? But
be amazing.
Because they offered him like a coaching job, or that's the rumor. So if that's actually true, then you can go 8. No, that's still under, but you can get a tie somewhere in the season.
Sure,
you just can't make it to 9 wins.
Would 8.5 be with a tie?
No, ties don't count to that.
Yeah,
which has messed up a couple of my parlays back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coach, are you going for the sweep here?
Yeah, I'm gonna say the under. But I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel confident in it because of one big reason. Is just the coach. That coach wins everywhere he goes. Everywhere he's ever been, Stanford, Michigan, San Fran. He just wins and he just gets the team to play how he wants them to play, which is run the football. Don't turn the ball over, have a good O-line, play solid defense. So I think that's why they went and got Greg Roman. And that's why they went to get J.K. Dobbins and Gus, because I think their mindset is going to be, we're just going to fucking run the ball 300 times a game. And if you can stop us, great. If not, we're going to run it down. We're going to have 14 play drives. We're going to make the game like a grounded out game. We're going to win 17-14. So that's kind of what I think could happen, but they're just not a very good roster, and they gave away their best receiver. So I think they're going to be under, but I can see it going either way.
All right. The Denver Broncos are next. It's a little more interesting this week now with the play of their quarterback. As much as it pains me to say, I have the slight over because I've liked what I've seen from Bo Nix. And you kind of see now that Sean Payton has his guy at quarterback. And remember, too, this Broncos team got a little bit of a roll at the end of last year. They were pushing for a playoff spot. That defense is a solid defense. They might have the best secondary player in the league in Sertan, potentially. Receiving core is a little bit dicey. Running game's okay. But I could see 6 wins.
They just lost Simmons, so that's
they lost Simmons. Yeah,
I heard them.
Shout out.
No, I could see 6 wins. We're not doing that. I could. Unfortunately, I think I could. I see the over, and I could see 6 wins. As much as it pains me to say it, Senator.
I'm gonna make it real quick. I'm gonna go with the over at 6 wins and. Yeah, congrats to them.
Yeah. Coach?
I'm going under. I think as much as well as what Sean Payton does with quarterbacks and his offense, that he's kind of like the Cliff Kingsbury kind of quarterbacks, how he gets like the most out of them. I just don't think Bo Nix is ready to play right now. I think once the game kind of speeds up, he's not super mobile. Their O-line, I know like they added some players to O-line, but I think they're the under. I think they're the under. Like losing Justin Simmons, who I think had like three picks last year. Like we're not doing that. like he's a phenomenal player. I think them losing Jerry Jeudy is going to hurt them as well. You know, Cortland, like he was on the trading block. Not trading block, but like, there's so much rumors about him being on the trading block. So maybe he might get moved. Like if they start,
Tim Patrick's back. That's awesome to see.
Yeah. If they start kind of like 1-3, 1-4, 2-5, like I can see them kind of making wholesale changes and kind of just trying to get ready for next season in the draft. Because I think Sean Payton, he doesn't have he doesn't have a lot to worry about. Like this is kind of like his like rubber year where if they do good and not, like he still has one more year after that to turn things around.
It's an interesting first five games there, Coach. Seahawks, Steelers, Bucks, Jets, Raiders. Like that's a very interesting test for them to start off with. Like none of those games are too difficult, but all of them could be losses. Or they could split and be 3-2.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll just say on the under. I'm not too super confident on them. I think the other two teams that we're gonna talk about, I think they have a chance. We said Raiders and but I think Raiders and Chiefs, I think they both have a chance to be really competitive this year. So under.
Well, the way that Coach is talking is getting me excited. So Nick, hurry up.
I actually think they're gonna go over. I do. I think I think they're fine. I think they're an 8-win team, maybe a 7-win team. I don't think they're as bad as they look, you know, at the maybe 2 months ago. But I'm not going for them, but I kind of I'm not mad at this team right now.
Last thing I want to say is shout out.
Okay. Amazing. Appreciate all right. It. Well, let's round it out with the team that was in second place last year in this division. The Las Vegas Raiders. Obviously, people that listen to here know this is my team. I wish I did this. I'm glad I did this after the preseason game, because if I did this before the last one, it would have been a lot. I'd like this team at 7 wins. I think 7 is the right number. The problem with this Vegas team is they are kind of like the old Atlanta Hawks back in the day. They had like Al Horford and Joe Johnson and Josh Smith. That team was like good enough to always make the playoffs, but not good enough to contend for a championship. And this Vegas team is maybe good enough to sneak into the playoffs, not good enough to get a win, but also potentially bad enough to be a top five pick. They are right in that middle, which is the worst place you can be anywhere in professional sports. I do like the over. The defense is nasty. And, you know, you can always talk about Max. Jack Jones is a dog. This guy is one of the most fun I've had watching a secondary player since Seawood and then probably Nambi Asomugha after that. We have not had a secondary player this exciting forever. Just watching Jack just in these two preseason games alone. And Coach, I was even thinking about you. Like, this guy, I want to be a Raider for life. But if I had him on any other team, he would be an amazing Raven as well. Just the way that he gets under it and the way that he plays football, and he's on every single play. He matches Max's energy on that. And I'm really excited to see Max and Christian Wilkins together. That's going to be absolutely dangerous. The offense is pretty solid from the receiving core and the running back question marks there to see if Zamir can take it for the next year. Tight end's not a problem with Meyer, and Brock Bauer is going to be a stud. The question lays in the quarterback position. Minshew's the starter right now. I saw some stuff I loved about Minshew. I saw some stuff I hate about Minshew. I talked to Nick about this because obviously he's had the most history of us with Minshew. He'll have these plays where he'll just run around. You're like, is he going to do something? And he doesn't. And then other plays where you think he's not going to do anything and he does something. So I feel like I'm either going to be really frustrated or absolutely love Gardner by the end of the season. I have no idea. But it's a first full season with AP. I'm liking what I'm seeing from the defense. Quarterback is going to be very, very interesting. But I could see this team being at minimum a 7-win team. Coach.
I I think I told you that when it happened, like, you guys getting Christian was top two, top three moves, I think, of the whole free agency period. I think he is a wrecker on the defensive line. He is somebody who kind of similar to, like, what Sue was doing before in Dominican Sue, like, where he just kind of wrecks plays in that middle. Like, he, like, Christian is that kind of player. And to have him beside Max, it's like, what do you do? Like, what? Mm-hmm. And we've heard the rumors of, like, well, not rumors, but stories of how AP had to take Max all the game before he's wrecking stuff. Like that. That is something where you, like, you have two players on that line, and the line is really good. I think your line is the strength of your defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say they're a 7-8 win team, so I'm going to take the over on the Raiders.
Senator.
Okay, so I liked your like comparison that you had, like the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah,
like, it was really solid when you said that. But then I started, because I love music, right? So I started to think, what song would represent your team? And your team is more Katy Perry with Hot and Cold, because you literally don't know what Raider team you're getting from week to week. It might be a really great offensive game and a decent defensive game, or it's a really good defensive game and a horrible offensive game, or you have
pick the latter,
or you have a decent defensive game and a horrible offensive game. And with your quarterbacks at this point, I am choosing either B or C in this option.
I would agree with you.
So, I'm still giving you guys the over, because I could still see you guys hitting 7 or 8 wins, especially with the defense that you have. Mm-hmm. It is just your offense. As a person that had to deal with Ritter last year, and a person that had to deal with Mariota and Ritter the year before.
Yeah.
I just want to pass these words of wisdom.
Well, you took Penix from us. This is the problem. We wanted Michael Penix, and you took him from us.
No, they knew I wanted Penix. So here's my words of advice. This is the problem.
We wanted Penix.
Here's my words of advice for you. When you wear your Raiders jersey,
Which one?
It doesn't matter. Whichever one.
Brown, I think.
Just make sure that the chairs usually will come from defense. So on offense, don't be so upset.
Yeah.
Reach a moment of zen and let your defense pick up the work for you, okay?
I agree. Well, this is what – oh, no, before I get to Nick, this is what would you guys – this is the top 12 to 10 defense in the league?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Nicholas, round us out. By the way, it's so interesting when someone talks about your team, you feel like they're talking about your kid. You're like, could be nice.
I never felt that way, especially with Nick.
Oh, yeah. Nick was rough.
Nick was trying to like pride my bad kid up, and I didn't want that. I wanted them to go discipline in the corner and not say anything. And Nick is there like, no, he did a great job. Like, no, I'm talking about Ritter. So all of last year.
I loved watching it, but he's not starting this year, and I'm so mad. Now I got to watch Daniel Jones again. Awesome.
Mad in cover.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, I'm looking at the schedule. I probably see 7 wins.
Yeah, it's an interesting schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you got some Panthers on here. You got some shitty Vikings as of, you know, couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, you got some Chargers. 7 wins, I see it. I can see that. It's going to be on the backs of your defense, 100%. I actually kind of think Zamir might have a good year. I think he's going to need to, because that quarterback situation is... Enjoy it.
It's a gift.
Just right? Sit back and enjoy it.
This was my first rodeo with this. Like, I mean, you know, before this, we had the, what was it? Like,
we had Jamarcus. Carr for like a decade.
We had like, it was like Jamarcus, to Rick Meyer to Jason Campbell to who was the guy, Matt Flynn, and then Carr for the longest time. So sure, we'll see what happens. Where do you have the division going, Nick?
Oh yeah, I guess. Hey, where do I have the division? I mean, Kansas City, and then kind of whatever. Kansas City. I don't know. Let's jumble it all up, right? Let's go Kansas City, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
Coach,
I got the exact same thing. Kansas City, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos. But even though I like, actually, know what? No. I'm gonna go Kansas City, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
And Senator?
No, just to be different from everybody, I'm gonna go Kansas City, Broncos.
Wow.
Raiders, Chargers. Like that's just, like after KC, it doesn't even really matter in this
event. I'm gonna go Kansas City, Vegas, Denver, Chargers.
All right.
So there. And now to round it out here, your AFC championship game, coach.
Do I pick with my head or my heart? So I think Ravens are going to be in the game. With my head says it's going to be Ravens KC rematch. That's what my head says. But I really, really, really like the Texans. And I think Texans are in that position right now where the Bengals were in a few years ago, where when Joe Burrow beat Kansas City, there was like he had a little hype, but he wasn't afraid. Like they didn't have a really loss against them, you know? So there was no like, oh, we're afraid of the big bad wolf. It's just like, we're just going to go out there and play. So if I had to bet money, fuck. I'll go Ravens. Ravens, Texans.
That's mine as well.
I'll go Ravens, Texans, and then I'll have Ravens getting over the hump. Derek Henry running them to the Super Bowl, and I got them as AFC champion.
I got the same as coach. Senator?
All right. Is this without as many hair style changes or with? Because that also plays a...
I don't have a crystal ball.
Okay, so without any more hair changes, I have Bengals Texans AFC championship game.
Yeah, and winner?
Texans. Okay. With a lot of hair changes, I have Texans Ravens.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a new classic, wrap us out of here.
Well, you got to go for the three-peat, right?
I guess we're the only ones that didn't.
Yeah, you know, so I'm going to go with Kansas City versus a South team that's not the Texans. It's going to be the Jaguars. And Trevor Lawrence is going to make everybody shut the fuck up.
They get Tony Khan in the neck brace at the championship.
That's it. There it is. So it's going to be, yeah, Chiefs, Jaguars, AFC.
Chiefs will only make it to the AFC Championship again if they have as much ad dollars from Jesus as they did the last 2 years.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. I'm just letting you know, those Jesus commercials did not start kicking in until KC started winning.
I forgot about that.
And I did not see one all the way until this past week. And I was like, oh, the Jesus dollars are back. It is.
That is a pull.
It's on.
What's happening?
All right. On that note, we're going to wrap up here. This is our AFC preview. We'll be back on Wednesday for the NFC. You can find us everywhere you find podcasts. And obviously we do stuff live here on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. I got nothing else to say. You guys want to round out with any last thing to say on the AFC before we get out of here?
Go Ravens.
Go check out Not So Soft Pod. New episode dropped.
Always.
I don't even know. Something about Trevor Lawrence kicking ass this year. That's my new guy.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.